Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm going to be chatting now with Mark Zell, American-Israeli lawyer, chairman of Republicans Overseas Israel, and vice president of Republicans Overseas. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here this morning with you all in South
Africa. Thank you. Let's chat about the Bennett and Lapid alliance. Will this partnership guarantee a victory in the elections?
I don't think so. I was reading some intelligence this morning that indicated that the two leaders, Bennett and Lapid, conducted independent polling, internal polling, before they made this decision, and the internal polling indicated that this alliance would not be of any electoral benefit to either of the two parties. They felt that they needed to do it apparently because of extrinsic political considerations, but nothing that will actually improve their position with the public. And in fact, some indications are that this announcement already has had some negative effect on their chances, because it's increased interest by public figures and financiers and so on in Eisenkot's party called Yashar, which is competing with them for the opposition leadership.
If we look at the Israeli voters, are they really right now looking for change, or is it still trusting experienced leadership during uncertainty?
Well, I think that's an excellent question. And one of the things that you find in a democracy like Israel is that when leadership has been in power for a long time, there is a tendency on the part of the public to want change. The Netanyahu government has done an excellent job, in my view, in conducting both diplomacy and military operations against Iran and its allies, and the public appreciates that. On the other hand, he's been in power for a long time. You saw a situation in Hungary recently where the long-ruling Orban was tossed out by a very dramatic majority, primarily because he was in power for such a long period of time. So there is a lot of rumbling among the Israeli right, with which I identify. Just for the sake of fair disclosure, I'm a member of the Likud Central Committee, and I can tell you that there is a lot of concern that, despite the fact that the public is very impressed with Netanyahu's leadership, that maybe the time has come for there to be a change. I personally don't believe that. I'm supporting the prime minister, but there is a lot of malcontent, or malaise, let's put it that way, among the public, and particularly young voters. So how this is going to play out in the end, we'll have to see. But it's going to be very interesting, to say the least.
Is that malcontent really about feeling that the youth are not being represented, or is it real sort of opposition to policies and the way they have been conducting themselves?
Well, that's, again, it's hard to know. I would say the malaise there is a result of longstanding leadership, and the public likes, in most every democracy, the public likes to see the leadership refreshed from time to time. So I would hope that in the Likud, while Prime Minister Netanyahu is clearly the unquestioned leader of the party, that he brings in with him some new faces and new voices that will be will show that the Likud is not simply continuing inertially, but also is prepared to meet the public demand for new ideas and new change.
Are we seeing that happening in terms of the development of new blood, a plan really for succession?
Well, okay, so I think the time has come for the Likud to prepare for the next generation, and that's something that hasn't really happened up till now. One doesn't live forever, and one needs to prepare for the future. So I think that is going on now inside. Those are the kind of discussions that are going on inside the Likud at the moment. And we'll see who emerges as the successor generation to the extraordinary leadership that Prime Minister Netanyahu has shown.
Okay.
There are also other pressures within the system. This whole debate about judicial reform, the fact that the Supreme Court and the government are loggerheads on a variety of issues. That's something that I believe the public wants to see resolved as well. So I'm hopeful that we'll, in the coming weeks, there'll be some dramatic developments like the Lapid-Bennett alliance. Mm-hmm. I think you'll be seeing a lot of reconfiguration of political forces as we approach the election date.
If we go back and look at the alliance, what is the sense from the public and in your sense as well? Is this really built on shared vision, or is it simply opposition to Netanyahu?
Well, I think that has really typified the opposition for weeks, I mean, for years, frankly, is the fact that it's this motto, anyone but Bibi, okay? Yeah. And this is, I think, short-sighted. This is why the opposition, I think, is bankrupt in the end of the day, because it can't just be about getting rid of Bibi's leadership. Just as in the United States, the tactic that the Democrats used about anything but Trump, and they did everything they could in their power to prevent him from winning a re-election. I mean, this is the same kind of idea. That's not the way to run a country. You need to discuss real policies and real ideas, and that's not really happening, because I think the country understands it very much unified in its opposition to the threat that the Iranian government, the regime, and its proxies pose to Israel. We want to see the job finished, and it's difficult to understand how anybody coming in at this juncture, in lieu of the Prime Minister and his team, can have better relations with the existing administration in Washington. And I think the public does understand that, but it's the frustration about the continuation of leadership that has been in power for an extended period of time, coupled with the recognition that the leadership that Netanyahu has in his relationship with Washington is really probably the only way that the country has to ultimately defeat its enemies in this time frame. So.
Absolutely fantastic information there. Mark, thank you so much for your time. That's Mark Zell, American-Israeli lawyer, chairman of Republicans Overseas Israel, and vice president of Republicans Overseas.